Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
All right, now we can officially start. Hi, Kasha.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Spiritual Discoveries, everybody, if you're just coming on. My name is Angie Apt. I'm a registered Lilydale medium, and I'm here with my good friend. We've known each other a long time, Kasha Cummings, owner of Buffalo Gal Organics. And I'm really excited to talk to her today. Hi, Kasha.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk with you as well. And like, we were only five when we met, so we're really...
Yeah, so we're very young. We are very young.
Yeah. Right? Yes. We're still 29.
Yeah, we're 29 and holding forever.
Holding.
Yes, so everybody, you know what? Come on. I see, hi, Judy. Good morning, Judy. Good morning, Kim from Australia. Wow. I wonder
what time it is.
Yeah, what time is it in Australia? I don't even know. That's on my bucket list to go there someday. How about you, Kasha?
I, you know what? I am the person that you can pack my bags. I'm a gypsy. I'll go to Cuba, New York, and I'll be happy. Like, yeah. I'll go anywhere.
Yeah, me too. Just to get away. Okay, good morning. Hi, Deanna. Hi, Judy. Oh, there's Kim. She said it's 2 a.m. Wow. So you're So you stay up late, like me. Like me. I'm always, if you ever want to find me, it's like look on Facebook in the middle of the night. I'm usually up on it, you know?
So I'm sleeping.
Sorry, so we're just waiting for a couple people to come on. So Kasha, we were just talking about Lilydale, one of my most favorite places. How about you? Like, what do you love about Lilydale?
You know, it's just the feeling that you get when you walk through, you know, even as you're approaching, like, you know, you can really feel the energy that's there. And, you know, so even if you don't, you just go there to be there in that energy. I love it, you know, and I know you're saying that you're going to be close to the inspiration stump. So I'm like,
yes, I know. I just bought a house. I'm in Lilydale. So anybody that wants to come down and visit me. And it's right outside the entrance to the stump, which that's my favorite thing is the stump. But I know what you mean, though. There's something about you walk in and you feel that it's peaceful.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful, safe, serene, peaceful space. And then when you're there and you get, you know, I think it just gives you the go-ahead, the okay, just to open up the spirit and just to be connected. And, and you know, whatever's meant for you at that point, whatever message, whatever person you meet is exactly where you need to be. And that's what
I love that. That's so true. And before I was registered, I would go down there, like if something was bothering me or I was trying to make a decision. And every single time I'd walk around and I'd wind up talking to somebody that somehow we'd get a conversation going and I would find my answer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're directed to go, you know, it's going to take you where you need to go and what you need to learn. So.
For sure. And actually, it's funny that you're saying that because I always feel like that when I come to your store. So, you know, somehow we always seem to have a conversation, right? We were just talking about that before we came on.
Oh, for sure. I think it's just, you know, you know how I feel. And I think you feel the same way. There's no coincidence. There's guidance.
Yes.
And every time that, you know, you come to the store and then we start talking about something so random and we're both like, oh my God, I was just thinking about that. Like,
I know. And then we wind up helping each other. And you know what? I think you're right. There's no coincidence. It's guidance and it's synchronicity. And I think it's that if you listen to that, like you get a feeling, like I'll get a feeling. I need to go to your store. I need to something. I remember one time I went to Rite Aid instead of CVS. I had a feeling to go to Rite Aid, you know, and I ran into somebody I hadn't seen in 5 years. We got into a conversation. I was trying to make a decision and I made my decision. Right.
Yeah.
And
that's how it works. Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. I feel the same. So everybody, so this is Kasha Cummings. She is owner of Buffalo Gal Organics. And we met when we were five. I know.
I mean, maybe seven. I don't know.
Yeah, we've known each other probably 15, 20 years, a long time, right?
And, yeah, sincerely.
Yeah, and we met, remember, at the Spirit Expo. Yeah.
I mean, and that feels like a million years ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I remember, like, you were walking around, and we started talking about gemstones and jewelry, and then we picked out some things for you, and then we became fast friends right after.
We did.
It was, like, literally. That
right
was
away,
it.
Right away. And then we found out that Kasia lived, like, close to me. So I would say, I need some jewelry, you know, I want to buy some gifts. And she'd say, come on over to my house. And I'd be like, oh, okay. And she'd remember you used to lay all the jewelry out, like all over the table. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I loved is I loved that I got to look at it all, that you did that, but also that you helped me. Because I remember I'd say, I got to buy a gift for Sandy. She's a pain in the neck to buy for. You know, what do I get her? She needs this gemstone. And you knew all the meanings of the stones. And you would always say, too, what do you feel drawn to? Because whatever you feel drawn to is probably what you need.
And that's the truth. You know, gosh, we could do a whole show on just stones and energy because, you know, but it's really true. Like, whatever you're drawn to, like, and there are things that even for myself that I would like, it's not a favorite. You know, it's like, oh, I don't really like that color or whatever. But then sometimes you're, like, so drawn to it, the healing properties that come from that stone is what you need right then and there. And then when you don't need it, you know, you just put it away or give it to somebody else or you hold on to it for another time. But
yeah,
that's really the truth. It's like, you know, your intuition knows what you need for healing, for uplifting, for, you know, for so many things.
Yeah.
So
yeah, 100%. I agree. Cause I remember that was so fun. Cause I'd say, I'm so drawn to whatever stone it was. And then you would say, let me read to you what the properties are of it. And it would always, and every time I was amazed because every time it was just what I needed.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I love stones.
Funny thing, this is probably one of the first things I bought from you. And I've been wearing it a lot. I wear it always like always, but lately I've had it on a lot because I've needed, I don't know if you can see it. It's like,
which one is that? Is that the rose quartz?
And amethyst, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are those two? Why am I drawing that right now?
Well, rose quartz is always universal love. It's self-love. It's healing on, the most etheric levels. Rose quartz is like the balm for everything. So anything you pair with rose quartz just amplifies its properties.
Okay.
And amethyst is really about releasing things. Amethyst is a stone of detoxification, of purification. People who have deeper issues with addiction, amethyst is a great stone. Like, they used to put amethyst into drinks,
really?
Into wine.
Really?
Yeah, that's how it started, and that's how it became known as that stone of the purification, detoxification stone. And they would put it into drinks because it was thought to help them get rid of things that were ailing, ailing them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So much more than that.
You know what, though? But that fits. I'm getting chills, because, again, I've been doing that. I've been letting go of a lot. In fact, I've been cleaning my house and getting rid of stuff, and I feel like I'm doing the same thing, like healing and letting things go. So that fits the stone,
I'm telling you, I think we're all purging. There's something about the energy that's happening right now.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, I'm moving spaces and moving production, but like even in the house, it's like cleaning stuff, getting rid of things and things to donate and things to that no longer serve. And it's been like crazy. I'm like cleaning, like what's wrong with me?
I know. I've been doing the same thing. It's strange because we didn't talk about this ahead of time. We're both doing that, but I'm like looking in like a cupboard the other day and I'm like, I can't stand this. There's stuff in here I don't even use. And I took everything out, got rid of half the stuff and then fixed it. And now I feel better. It makes you feel better when you do that.
Yeah, and I think we're just making space, to be honest.
I
think there's so much transition happening in 2023 and so many things that are shifting, not just here, but like cosmically, energetically, so much is changing that maybe it's just a natural push to say, hey, let's make space. Let's get rid of really what doesn't, serve us anymore and then just move forward. So
yeah, I think so too.
I'll do that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because when we're letting go, it's always that we're making room for something else. I feel that every single time. So, okay, so to get back to, we get sidetracked always, right? That's kind of what we said we're going to talk about. I have all my notes and you have all your notes. And then we thought we're just going to let it go wherever it goes, right? Spirit guides
us. And that's always us. Like, we'll say, here's our topic. And we're like, oh, look at that squirrel.
Let's talk about that squirrel. He's pretty special. I know. So, but anyways, you guys, so I used to go to Kasia's house and pick out jewelry, and I'd go see her at the Earth Spirit Expo and the different shows around. And now if I want to see Kasha, okay, and I want to take a look at her products, which are a lot more than jewelry now, is I go to Buffalo Gal Organics, her store, which is so exciting. Yes. So talk about that. Like, so you opened the store when? Like, tell your – yeah, give your journey.
Yeah, my little story.
Yeah.
So I actually I left my pay the bills job in 2014, did the Gypsy Road show, and you know, did a lot of other shows like Spirit Expo and other things like that. And then ended up ultimately opening in 2017 in the village of Williamsville.
Yes.
So we've been there five years.
Yeah.
Already? Yeah, we've 5 years in November. Evidently I like to move in November.
There's something about it because you're doing it again, right?
Doing it again.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just really, you know, we found that space, and you know, we're not just gifts and jewelry. We are skincare, and that's what I went to school for. I went for medicinal chemistry, and ended up making a lotion for my daughter when she started getting contact dermatitis. You remember Erin was not little anymore.
Yeah, I know, because she was young. Like, I remember that. What is that dermatitis?
So, like, she would just, it really was coming from hand sanitizer. So her hands were drying out so much, and she would just get those red, irritated bumps. Her hands would be inflamed. And, like, you know, and she was, you know, well, she ate. So, like, I just felt so bad. And, like, nothing was working. So I did research online, picked up some ingredients, and I made a lotion. And really, it's so cliche. Honest to goodness, it really was like the angels sang and the clouds opened. It was like that feeling of knowing, like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Yeah.
Really.
And so you made that. I remember you said that. Like, didn't you get other things, like, from nothing worked, right, for her hands?
Yeah, nothing was really working for her, you know. So then that, like, it was dipping the toe in the water, and then I started moving towards, you know, deeper understanding, and got really into holistic health and you know, holistic eating. I'm a holistic health coach as well.
Yeah.
So, like, I, you know, it was the process and the journey that led, and then there was more and more and more and more. And then I paired it with the chemistry and spirituality on top of that.
Yeah.
So it was like this, you know.
And it all just kind of came, because then I can remember, like, coming to see you or talking to you, and it's you just kept adding and adding. How you're different, because you don't just have it's skincare, you have makeup too.
Yeah, so we do skincare, bath, body, beauty. We also have an organic tea line that's all that we make, and then we have a candle line as well. So there's Lux Luminary that's under our umbrella, and Beautify Tea. So it's all clean, it's all holistic. You know, we say hashtag funky junk free.
Funky, like, you know, junk free, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to have all those toxins, and you want to have, you know, a healthy home. You want to have a healthy body. You want to have mind, spirit, everything. So it all plays a part. So, you know, we've expanded and gone through there. But, yeah, we do – I kind of feel like we do a little bit of everything, but with the spiritual and holistic intention in mind.
Yeah, so you're kind of – so you know, like, what products to put together, like, what's going to help, like, say, something that's going to help with your fine lines, or something that's going to help if you, you know, have dry skin or things like – correct?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, people always ask, like, you know, what's your philosophy? And our tagline is skin, science, and beauty. You know, skin health, science from nature, and beauty for all.
Mm-hmm.
So we really – you know, I've investigated, I researched a lot of stuff, like, you know, why does this work? You know, why doesn't this work? You know, is there a synergy between two products? You know, how does the skin work? You know, we are not that, you know, quick fix. You know, you've seen those things on TV where you know, you put something on and like 3 minutes later you look like you're, you know, 15 when you're, you know, 50. You know, those aren't real things. Like, that's not sustainable. You know, we are about, like, taking care of yourself. We're making sure your skin is healthy, making sure your environment is healthy. So, you know, every product that we make, we have a very intentional background research that goes into that, trying to make sure that you're getting what you need for your skin. So it's very individualized. It's, you know, we're there to help you. You know, I'm there. I have licensed estheticians on staff as well. So there's skincare specialists, they're professionals. They can look at your skin and talk about, you know, what do you really need? And let's start with one or two things, and let's start healing you and bringing you to where your skin needs to be.
And you know what? You know what? When you said that about the, you know, the skincare that makes you look like you're 15. You know, I don't want to go back to where I was 15. And I think it's important for us too. And I know you would agree with me on this. Is that honor who we are and the age we are now, and take care of ourselves, and we can get older and still look beautiful, and just take care of ourselves.
Yeah, you know, I think it's such a disservice to women especially, where, you know, I turned 50 this past year, you know, and it was like, what's wrong with being 50? Nothing. What's wrong? You know, as long as you feel good and your skin is looking good and, you know, you're happy within who you are and you're doing the things that bring you joy, I'm really happy. I'm proud that I'm 50.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't shirk that at all. I'm like, you know, I've got some experience under my belt and I'm proud of that.
That's
true.
You're right. The experience. I turned 60 this year. So, and I'll say that too, you know, but it's there. I feel like there's freedom that comes with age because you get, you know, yourself more. Right. And you know, I don't care what people think anymore. Things like that. Right. Don't you?
I think you get to a point where you start to live life for yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not for living it for somebody else. And, you know, when you can shift into that and knowing that, you know, you're living the way that you feel is best for you, you know, not that people don't matter. I mean, because it makes it seem like I'm saying,
I agree.
You know, but there's like this internal dialogue you have with yourself and that acceptance and that love for yourself that you get to a point where like, you know, this doesn't make me happy. What am I wasting my time for?
Yes.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, and make the changes and like take the chance, right? I think as I got older, I took more of the chances. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow my bliss, you know?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know what? What do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's
I think when you're younger, oh, somebody just said, Sandy, so it's a privilege to get old. It sure is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, how many people don't have that privilege?
Yeah. Yes, I agree. And I always think this too, like, I don't want to be like, say 90 someday and look back and say, why didn't I take this chance, or why didn't I do this, or why didn't I follow that dream?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the more you deny the truth of who you are, the harder it is for you.
Yeah.
So when you start to step into yourself and then really know what you want, wow. How different life becomes.
It does. It does. And then all of a sudden, it's like you just kind of step into that space or step into that light. And all, it seems like spirit takes over somehow, or the universe, or however you want to look at it, and doors start opening. And I think that you just, it's kind of, I think the biggest thing for me was the courage to walk through them. It's like, I'm going to take that chance. What the heck? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, walking through that door sometimes is the hardest thing, you know, because you've been knocking. Maybe you've been knocking forever, and then the door opens. You're like, oh, now I have to go through this. What did I do here?
What was I thinking? Right. Yeah. But it works. And, you know, I always think this too. Sometimes you walk through a door, like I've walked through some doors, and everything falls into place and it's perfect. Sometimes it's not, you know, and sometimes it's, well, I don't know if this was the right way to go, but then just go a different direction. It's okay.
And those are stepping stones, because I used to get really hypercritical of myself because I thought, like, you know, oh, I really made a bad decision here. But, you know, there was a lesson that was learned in that space, regardless of what it was, even if it was the wrong decision. And it really led me to say, okay, I'm not going to feel that way this time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
So even if it's wrong, it's actually maybe bringing you to the space that you're actually supposed to be in, because you had to learn that.
Yes. And so really it wasn't wrong at all. It was just the one thing that kind of, maybe sometimes, like, I think this, like, you do something and maybe I'll think it's wrong, and it's like, no, it wasn't wrong. I learned this and I learned this, and I picked up certain tools, because I always feel like when I look back on my life and everything I've done has all kind of been like different. And who knew at the time I was doing it that it was all tools and things I needed to lead me to where I am now.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, when you gain that perspective of, you know, understanding that this is happening for you and not to you.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
That's
everything's
when
learning.
Things really shift.
Yes. I think I totally, it's perspective, right?
Yep.
How you look at it. So you did that. So it's funny how we're talking about that, because you did that because you had, you know, this isn't what you always did. You had a regular job.
Yeah, my pay the bills job. So I started out as a chemist, and I was working within the field, and then I ended up leaving when I had my children and went to work for Wegmans. I worked for Wegmans for 13 and a half years and did various things, ran their cooking school. You know, I used to manage the cheese shops, and, you know, they used to call me the cheese queen and the cheese whiz because everyone thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I was in a very different path. And, you know, coming into doing, you know, skincare and the Buffalo Gal brand, it really was not something that I intended to do. Never. Like, it was like, if you would ask me, I'm like, you're crazy. I am not going to own my own business. You're on crack. And now I can't imagine not doing what I'm doing.
And it all kind of, like you said, it started, well, you started with jewelry, right? Is that kind of what you started with first?
Yeah, I'm a person that needs balance. So I'm a very intellectual person. I like that intellectual aspect of things and conversations and learning. I love that.
Me too.
But I also have a creative side. So I'm very split in between right and left brain. So if I don't have enough creativity, I go cuckoo.
Yeah.
So I need something that brings that out in me, but yet can balance that more scientific side of me. So that's how it started, because I wanted to make things for myself. I love gemstones. It was kind of a hobby that grew into something that was a little bit more. And I still love them. I still make things.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know. And I should say it's more than jewelry. It's gemstones, with beautiful gemstones, you know, that you picked out and really made. I have more of your – I should have brought them all out to show everybody, because I have more of your pieces. It was your pieces. They're unique.
Thank you. And you know what? And when you're doing that, like when I'm creating something like that, it's a very intuitive process. It is not about, like, I don't have a preconceived notion coming in. It's more about, like, you see one thing and then another thing, you're like, oh, and those, that energy of the stones together and the way it lays out, and sometimes it's symmetrical and sometimes it's not, and sometimes it evolves. So it almost becomes its one own, you know, each piece is unique. It's, I don't make cookie cutter. I don't make the same. That's just not me. It's a very, you know, it's just an intuitive process.
It's all different. So I want to talk about the store. And then we'll talk about, because you're moving to a different production space, right? You said, but the store is going to still be there.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, over the years, we really have wanted to expand our services, and I've been looking for a larger production space, because now we added, you know, we have the tea and the candles, and, you know, there's so much that, you know, our small but mighty space really was, you know, bursting at the seams in that respect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get to a point of where you're creating more work for yourself because you're trying to accommodate something that just doesn't fit what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so I found a production space at the wonderful commercial kitchen, you know, because we're doing all the teas and things like that. So we needed a commercial kitchen, and it's closer to home. So I'll be able to do that. And then that allows me to expand offerings and to, you know, and to bring new things to you, which
that's,
I love.
So exciting.
But
yeah,
the space itself, you know, we actually have, when we got that space, we built out treatment rooms and things like that. So now, you know, because I'm no longer in that space doing production, we can use those rooms for more of a whole encompassing experience for our customers.
Yeah.
So we have an esthetician, I actually have two estheticians on staff. We have a massage therapist that's onboarding, and then other practitioners that will be joining us as well.
Excellent.
And we're in a back flex room space, so we're going to be doing some classes. And I'm also doing something called skincare clinic. So it's actually where you can come in. And, you know, we have a small group, and we talk about what's in your skincare. We have professionals there that can look at your skin and help you, you know, get on the right path and learn a little bit more about why we do what we do.
Wow.
So much is happening.
I love that. That's so exciting. To come in and have somebody, I want to come to that, because I want you to have somebody look at my skin too. Cause I think you never know what to buy. You never know what to get. It's like, what's the right thing for me?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, we're not a hard sell. We're not going to, you know, you don't come into the store and, you know, you leave $1,000 later because, you know, that's not what we're about. You know, we're about, like, what do you need right now?
Yeah.
You know, what's happening for your skin? How can we help you feel better, more confident? You know, some people, we have so much, oh my goodness, there's like rosacea and eczema and psoriasis and all these different, you know, autoimmune diseases that people have, you know, it affects their skin. Oh, yeah, see, psoriasis, you know, Deborah just said for psoriasis.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm not even looking at those. Yeah, okay.
I know. So this is what happens with us. We start chit-chatting and we don't pay attention to anyone else.
We
got
to pay attention, you guys.
We're
going to watch. Ask questions, everybody. If you have questions for Kasha, please ask the questions. We promise we'll look. We'll look at them. Yeah, okay, so if somebody has psoriasis, okay, so what do you have for that? Like, talk about some of that stuff.
So skin and body. So psoriasis is an inflammatory condition. So, you know, and that is an internal manifestation onto your skin from what's happening on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously there are some things that need to be medically treated. So I'm just going to put that out there just because, you know, we are not, you know, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
I don't play one on TV. I don't do any of that stuff.
Right.
But there are things that you can use topically to help as you're working on the internal situations. So for psoriasis, that's like scaly, like we have a product called The Balm, and that is really great because it has calendula and chia and argan, all these oils that are nutritious to the skin that help to heal the skin, helps to reduce redness and inflammation. So those balm products work really well on skin that has, you know, eczema, psoriasis. Even it was actually formulated for people who were going through radiation treatment. So radiation burns react on the skin like an inflammatory condition.
Right.
And that's where that came from. So it really just was one more thing that, you know, you can use on top of the skin. And it's super healing. It's great for scarring and stuff like that.
Really?
Doesn't work with rosacea. So, okay, so I'll answer that, Jill. Yes. So we have a skincare line that can go towards rosacea that's more comprehensive, but we do have a balm oil for the face that you can use for rosacea. And same concept, you know, rosacea tends to be inflammatory in itself, and that redness, you know, some things are diet, some things, you know, going out in the sun, and there are different stages of rosacea for the skin. So, you know, the best thing to do is, like, really speak with us and see one of our estheticians, because they can tell you what stage you're at. And so depending on the stage of rosacea, that's where we will gear the product towards you.
Okay. And so, and so like you were saying, too, like with, say, psoriasis, if somebody's not on medication, great. You know, it's not go off your medication. This is actually going to help, right?
Mm-hmm. And, our products play nice in the sandbox.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have medicine, sometimes it's absolutely necessary. So, you know, we definitely believe in that synergy between East and West. So sometimes, you know, you have to take something because, you know, you just do. But, you know, we are the perfect complement we are the perfect complement to go along with it. And, you know, and some people, sincerely, they may find that, you know, their skin heals up enough that maybe their medication changes or their diet changes enough that they don't have to be on certain things, you know. So we work with dietitians, we work with dermatologists, you know, with doctors, skincare specialists, because, you know, we all have to have that synergy together.
So somebody can come in, like you said, somebody can come in and make an appointment with you or an esthetician and talk about their skin, and you'll direct them. And I like that you do this. I know you do this. It's like you don't walk out with 10 products as you try a couple things, and then we add something else, or right?
Right. Your skin can only handle so much. So, you know, you also don't want to totally switch a product routine and go so crazy over the edge that your skin becomes reactive. You know, so many times people have allergies or they have sensitivities or they've overused products, so they're so sensitized.
Yeah.
So the last thing you want to do is add one more thing to the mix to make it worse. So that's why, because we look at your skin, we look at that health of your skin, like, okay, let's start you with this and this, and then let's revisit this in a month and come back, and then maybe we can add this, you know, and then see how your skin progresses. You know, the goal is to not have you on a treatment product forever. We want your skin to get healthy.
Yeah.
So then you can go and maintain. And that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So it's really about looking at what conditions happening to your skin, you know, and then moving forward with that. So yeah, you're not going to walk out. I mean, you can.
Well, you can. And I wanted to say this too to anybody is, I think your prices are excellent. I really do. And the products are good. And also, I want to ask you this too, because for our friends say in Australia and people that might see this from around, so the shop is at 5655 Main Street in Williamsville. I got that right, right? And then I also put Kasha's website up, and I'm going to put that in comments too. Okay, for anybody to say that watches later, but you can get the products on your website too.
Yeah, absolutely. We ship everywhere. So there's no problem with that as well. I see there's another question too.
Go ahead.
Sandy,
yep.
If you don't mind, I'm going to answer
it. Ahead,
so Sandy's asking, how about products for sun or age spots? So yes, we do have that. We have a few different serums. That one is called Super Hydrate, and it has a retinol alternative and ferulic acid for hyperpigmentation. I'm gonna put this out there as well. If your age spots are really deep and dark, you may need to see a professional. Like sometimes you have to have them removed by laser. That's just what that is. But yeah. For just regular aging and hyperpigmentation and unevenness in skin tone, Super Hydrate we have. That's fantastic. It's a hyaluronic, so it hydrates and treats that. And then also we have one called Total Turnaround, which has bakuchiol, which is a retinol alternative as well. And that one is really nice too.
Nice.
So we do.
What about fine lines, aging that way, lines or circles under your eyes?
Those are my things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk about eyes first. Our product, we have one called Eye Correct, and it's really a line of products, but it depends on what you need. Eye Correct, the cream, is one-stop shop. I love products that are multitaskers or that have multiple uses all in one, or they can help multiple things. So Eye Correct has probiotics, hyaluronic acid, caffeine, plant peptides, and vitamin C.
Caffeine
actually helps with the dark circling, and it helps with puffiness.
Really?
There's cucumber extract, which helps with puffiness as well. So it's, like I said, kind of a one-stop shop, to be honest. So, I know for me, especially as I've gotten a little bit old past 29, I get a lot of lymph, I'll be puffy above my eyes. That's just what it is, and I'll massage or whatever, and that releases that lymph, but that helps, So when I put that on in the morning, I'm like, oh, wow, I look like I've been, drinking 12 bottles of wine or something. And then, in a little bit, it starts to calm down because it helps to relieve that puffiness and that lymphatic.
So you put that on, right away in the morning?
When I get ready, I don't have a crazy complicated routine. So I think that's always a misnomer because people say, oh, you must use everything you make. And I'm like, well, not all at once, So I'm really very simple. I cleanse my face. I use a toner because a toner helps the skin. It preps the skin for the next step.
Okay.
I use a serum. I use a moisturizer and an eye cream.
Okay.
And that's it.
Every morning, you use them in the morning and then again in the evening too?
Yeah. So we're going to maybe dispel some myths maybe. So maybe we'll have a little Mythbusters going on.
Okay, yeah.
If you're going to wash your face only once a day, the best time is in the night because you want to take off any of the makeup, you want to take off anything that's clogging your pores, any dirt, any grime, any environmental stress, any of that stuff that comes on your skin, you want to make sure you're removing that. So depending on your skin hydration, you might not need to necessarily wash your face in the morning again. Sometimes people just pop right in the shower and they just do their stuff and they rinse their face and they move forward and they just apply their product. If you put a treatment product on at night, like we have some things that are targeted for overnight, then, you probably should wash your face in the morning. I wash it both, it's just what I do and it keeps my skin healthy and happy. So the biggest part of any of it, you have to find your groove. You have to find what's right for you. You have to listen to your skin. Your skin will tell you absolutely everything. If it likes it, it'll show. If it doesn't like it, it's going to show it even more. So
will it show it? Like that you might be more puffy or, how do you know? Or you know what I know? Because I have your eye stuff and my skin, and it does. It feels, it just feels good.
And, the biggest testimonial on that eye cream is this. People will use it, And, you know, the results are subtle. They're, like I said, you're not going to put something on and then all of a sudden your eyes look like they're like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no wrinkle, no nothing.
Yeah.
That's not reality.
Mm-mm.
And I want to dispel that myth. We don't need to be living in that not reality.
Yeah.
But with consistent use, you'll find that it does work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people will, like, you know, they run out of it or they stop using it. And then they're like, oh, you know what? I got to come back because I see a difference now. So they see the difference when they're not using it.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you can tell. Yeah, because I know, you know what I notice a lot is that as I've gotten older, my eyes get real dry, like underneath after I wash my face at night, and then even my lids.
Yeah. So you can use the eye cream. You can use it all around the eye orbital. We also have a serum. So it's a hyaluronic serum. So and you can use that in conjunction with the eye cream. So usually, oh gosh, like we could talk for hours about this.
I know.
So when you use a hyaluronic, you're putting more moisture back into your skin because hyaluronic is the cushion between all of your cells. And as we age, it naturally dissipates. So when you put hyaluronic on topically, you're re-adding that into the system. But you want to lock it in. So you want to put something on top of it to make sure that you're not getting transdermal loss of moisture.
Okay.
So that's why you put the hyaluronic and then you put a little bit of eye cream on top because it has a fat and it locks it in.
Wow.
So it's also about, like, and that's a big part. You know, when people come in, they don't know how to use the product. And we will help you.
Yeah.
You know, we will help you. Like, you know, this is why this is at this point. This
yeah.
is why we use this. You know, and then you can pick and choose and see where you want to go.
I love that part because Kasha really does take the time to talk to you and understand your needs and what do you need, you know, what's going to be best for you. You did that with the jewelry, you know, and you do that with the skin too. Now I got to ask this because you're talking about cleansing. So you have cleansing products too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like we have a lot of products, but, you know, we don't at the same time. So, you know, when we look at your skin and I'll ask you questions or our estheticians will ask you questions and say, okay, so what is your skin like? And people don't know how to answer that. And like, so then like, oh, well, do you feel that you're oilier at the end of the day? Do you feel that you're dry? Where are you dry? Where are you oily? You know, and we put like a scenario together of what your skin is doing and how it's reacting. And then we recommend, you know, certain cleansers or toners or moisturizers or whatever the case may be.
I love that.
And
cause you know what,
simple,
you don't always know. Cause I remember like when I was 15, my skin was so oily. And then as I've gotten older, it's dry. And I even think, like you were talking about medications before, that I've gone on a couple of medications that I think also make my skin dry. Would that make sense?
1,000,000%. Sure. You know, don't forget, like you're putting medication into the body, you know, it affects everything. And people don't think about it in that way, but it really does.
Yeah.
So like I have no thyroid, so I'm completely on thyroid replacement. That changes your skin texture, changes your hair texture, changes your moisturization level.
Wow.
It changes all of it.
Really?
And so many of us in this area have thyroid issues.
Yes, my medication is a thyroid medication. It's funny that you said that. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
Did you have to, like, when that happened and you went on the medication, did you have to completely change how you the products you used for your skin and your hair?
Yeah. So, like, I've had no thyroid since I was 26.
Wow.
So, you know, a good while.
That. Yeah, I forgot.
So, you know, I didn't know, you know, at that point, I didn't know what was going on with my skin. But, like, honestly, yeah, you know, and I've changed thyroid medications throughout my lifetime. So now I'm on Armour Thyroid, which was 1,000,000 times better. I've got to say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not pushing our thyroid right now. But it changed my skin because it was a more natural way for my body to use, and I was getting all the things I needed versus just a you know, one little tiny pill that kind of did stuff but kind of
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, even drinking water. So, like, you're on a medication. A lot of medications dehydrate you naturally because they're designed to pull things out of your system. Right?
Yeah.
And it's metabolized by the liver and your liver is trying to detoxify.
Yeah.
So it needs more water, blah, 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 blah. So your bodily systems do that. And your skin's the last organ to get any type of hydration from internal.
Yeah. Wow.
So
I didn't know
it
that.
Really is.
I didn't know that. But you're right though, because we don't think of that, right? And I bet you if we asked everybody that's on, you know, do you drink enough water? Like I forget. Like I get rushing in my day. You know, I have my glass of water in the morning and I don't drink it, and then all of a sudden, you know, I notice my skin is dry. I'm tired. Even my back is aching, or I have a headache. I remember I had a headache and my niece said, "Drink some water," and I drank a bottle of water and it went away.
Yeah, we as a society are terminally dehydrated.
Yeah.
Really. You know, and your skin's going to be the last thing to get anything. So that's why it's important to put things on top. So it's from the outside in and the inside out. Like you have to think of your skin in that way, because that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing this as a protection. You know, you have a whole microbiome. You have a whole, you know, people think it's gross, but it's true. There's a whole living landscape on your skin. That's your protective layer. That's really huge.
Yeah.
And when that barrier is compromised, even through dehydration, that's when you start to see, you were asking about wrinkling. You see more wrinkling, you see more deeper furrows in the skin, you see less resiliency and bounce back. You know, so you don't have that youthfulness that you used to have. Yeah. Well, because it's like there's so much depleting it as well, and our bodily processes slow down. So
It's
important to pay attention.
And it's not always age, right, that we think it's age. And it's if we drink water, if we use the right products, we come and see you and get the right products, say, for our face and our eyes and things like that, if we're going to look younger. We're going to look better, healthier.
And, yeah, and I think it's, you know, it's diet as well. So everything plays a part.
Yes.
Everything absolutely plays a part in how your skin looks.
Yeah.
If you're eating junk every single day, don't be surprised if your skin looks awful.
Yeah.
Because you're putting all those toxins into your body. I'm not saying you can't, you know, hit McDonald's every once in a while or can't have a glass of wine. I'm not saying that. But, you know, really trying to intuitively eat,
balance,
and drink and balance. Yes, it really is about, you know, quality of what you're putting in. And then it does show on your face. It does show on your hair. So Sandy asked if we do facials at the shop. Yeah, absolutely we do.
Oh, you do?
So,
okay. Can I ask what's an esthetician? I kind of know, but I kind of don't. So I wanted to act like I knew, you know, but I don't. So I'm going to ask. So what do they do?
It's okay. So estheticians are trained professionals, and they are licensed through New York State, so they can actually touch your skin. So they do a variety of different things. So obviously, you know, sometimes you'll see, oh, someone's doing a facial, and they're not an esthetician. So, like, you have to be an esthetician to legally practice that in New York State.
Ooh,
so you
I
have to have
that
license
okay.
to touch.
Okay.
So that's a big deal. So if someone's not an esthetician and they're telling you they're doing a facial, I would maybe think about twice, you know, doing that twice. But they can do a multitude of things. So they can actually do, if you have blackheads, they can do extractions, you know, and they can actually manipulate the skin where somebody who doesn't have that license cannot.
Okay.
So, and they are trained, you know, they go to school, it's a whole degree, and it's something that really, you know, it's super important.
Yeah.
We have estheticians on staff that are not about ripping your skin off. We are not about over exfoliation. We are not about high intensity procedures. We are not a med spa, and everything has its place.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We are not that.
Yeah.
We are about how is your skin going to be healthy? How are you going to feel great in your skin? So our estheticians really, you know, they use our products in the treatment room. And they, you know, they work with your skin. They put you on a regimen. They look at your skin. They want to see where you're balanced. We have so many people that started with us at point A and that are now so much further down the line. And they even think, my skin has never looked this good.
Wow.
Because you're doing small, actionable steps.
Yeah.
To take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, what? Taking care, we don't do that, right? We take care of everybody else and we rush through life. And it's so worth it just to take that time and take care of you all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so you come in and you have a facial and you don't have to come in every week. You know, I mean, that's not practical, but you come in every month to every 4 to 8 weeks. That's kind of depending on what your skin's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
People who have more issues, we may see more often. And you come in and then you use products that help maintain all the good that was done in the treatment room. So then your skin starts to really, you know, it feels healthy. If you've ever been in a spot in your life where you were unhealthy and then you got healthier And then you kind of stop doing the things that were healthy.
Yeah.
And then you start to feel bad again. You're like, oh,
I'm not doing
that's
that anymore.
Same thing with
yeah.
your skin.
Wouldn't you say too stress? Doesn't stress also affect your skin?
Yeah.
I can tell it to me. I feel like I look like I'm 100 years old when I'm stressed, right?
For sure. You know, stress releases cortisol. Cortisol gives you a little extra padding around the middle. It's not just the wine and the cheese that I eat. It's the cortisol.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself.
But
really, stress hormones really do affect your body. You know, your body has to work in a different, more elevated rate than if you are calm. You know, even if you're, I know you're a huge proponent of meditation.
Yeah.
Like even if you're meditating for 10 minutes a day and, you know, or your life is going absolutely bonkers and you sit for 10 minutes and you check in, when you start to release and relieve those stress hormones.
It feels so much better.
It feels so much better.
Even for 10 minutes, you know, and just kind of sitting down, what I noticed when I started meditating, and that's why I'm so huge on it, is it changed my life. Like you can't stop the things that are going to stress you out. That's life.
Mm-hmm.
But when you meditate, it's like you step back and you handle it a different way. Your perspective is different. You don't let it suck you in, right, and wreck your day.
Yeah. And, you know, we all have crap, for lack of a better term. We've all gone through stuff.
Yeah.
You do not have a human experience if you haven't experienced some stuff.
For sure.
So, right?
Well, yes,
so
100%.
How do you handle that?
Yeah.
You know, so it's about that small actionable step of checking in with yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you're constantly stressed, like how many people have you seen and, you know, they've gone through a long period of stress in their life and they look awful. Their skin is sallow. It's dry.
Yeah.
It's wrinkly. It's
yeah.
flaky. You fill in the adjective.
And that's
you
why.
Know,
and you know what I want to throw in too is like, so taking care of yourself. Yeah. Meditation is something you can start like say right away, but come and see you. Right. And get a facial, you know, and get a massage and see an esthetician and talk to you and get products. And I mean, that's taking care of yourself. That's a time out doing something good for you and makes you feel better all the way around.
People completely underestimate the value of taking time out for yourself.
Yeah.
Because
huge.
We are programmed, let's be honest, we are programmed to go at warp speed. And especially
yeah.
if you're a mom and you're working and kids and this and this and this, you don't stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to feel it was a very selfish thing. And even sometimes, like, I have to, like, let go of that program.
Me too.
I'm
too.
Like, I
yeah,
gotta go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, this is going to be so much better for me. I'm going to be so much clearer at the end of this.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have so much more energy if I take 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Just to regroup with myself and check in. And, you know, you don't have to be, again, breaking the bank. You know, we're in a weird situation, you know, like economy's crazy right now.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do things that are taking you out and putting you into debt or putting you out of your comfort zone financially as well. There are plenty of things that we have to offer. You know, even if it's just meditation, that'll help bring you to a much healthier space without breaking the bank.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. 100%. No, I completely agree. I always hear, get this in readings a lot. You can't pour from an empty pot, you know? And so if you're giving, which we all do and we want to do, right? But we have to take care of ourselves. We actually can give more and give better and feel better all the way around if we do take care of us.
Yeah. If you're depleted and you have to do something, it's just one more thing you have to do. When you're actually energized and you're in your zone, enjoy doing it.
Yeah, you do. You do.
So
yeah.
Think about what you're giving energetically. If you are depleted and you're trying to give, you become resentful. Like you become, you know, like, oh, I gotta do this for you too.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to do this.
Yeah,
for you.
I want to. Yes. So okay. So I can't believe how quick this goes. So what are some things so people can come into the shop? I feel like shop local is huge, and I shared that. And people can come into your shop, right, and get some Christmas gifts for themselves and other people. Like, talk about some of the things.
Yeah, we have so many beautiful gifting things. So it's like it's hard to buy someone's skincare unless you know what they want.
Yeah.
So we do gift cards. So gift cards, we have a special that if you buy $100 worth of gift cards, you get an additional 20. So that's going till the till Christmas, right before.
Okay.
But we also have wonderful stocking stuffer gifts or little trial sets. And different things that'll like allow you to, you know, dip your toe in the water or give somebody a beautiful little gift. There's, we have candles, like we have so many, so many of our stuff is like actually like almost all gone, like holiday themed. So like our holiday candles were down to our last few dozen. And then same thing with our teas, but we have
so
other
get
ones.
In, get and, in, yeah, yeah. Other ones, so go ahead.
Yeah, winter collection is in high gear. So we'll go through like winter, spring, summer. Like so we change scents and change different things. So winter collection, we have some beautiful candles. They're topped with gemstones. They don't smell funky. Like they smell clean. They're beautiful and beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
So we get those. Same thing with all the teas. Like, you know, those are a great hostess gift. We have soaps. We have jewelry. So we really have something for everyone and at every price point. So, you know, I think we kind of meet you where you need to be in the terms of spending as well. So we have things that are $6 to, you know, whatever.
Perfect.
So
yeah,
you can always find something.
Now, okay. And also I'm going to post your website again too, because if somebody, they can come in the store. Okay. Which is, let me put that up again with the address of the store. So that's in Williamsville, 5655 Main Street, right in the Village. I love your location. It's awesome.
And then
they can go on the website too, and you'll mail things. Can people get a session like with an esthetician or with you or whatever on Zoom or something, or how does that work?
Yes. So that's going to be starting in 2023, where you're actually going to be able to book a session with me. And so we're doing skincare clinic in-house. So we'll be doing group classes for that. So you can do a skincare clinic that way.
Okay.
Or you can book a one-on-one session with me.
Okay.
And, you know, we do our own skincare clinic. And so that'll be starting in 2023. So, and our website is being revamped in, you know, as we speak, so that it can handle those appointments. And yes, and we'll do everything through Zoom if you're not local, or even if you are local and you just want to do a Zoom and you can't come into the shop. But so yeah, that's coming. We're so excited about that.
It just gives us one more
layer to be able to help people.
Yes. And that's really what it's all about. And I know that that's who you've always been, is helping people. Everything you do comes from your heart. And also too, you know what you're doing. You know, I love listening to you. You know what you're talking about, because you're, like you were talking about the estheticians being trained. You're a chemist.
It sounds fancier than it is, I promise.
Yeah, but it's true though, because you know what, you know, that's important though, because, and I feel like that whenever I talk to you, because you know, it's like, this is what you use for this on your skin, and, you know, and get this balm, and it's going to help with psoriasis or, you know, or any of that. I love that you know all that stuff.
Thank you. We are a blend, and that's really what I've always wanted it to be. I wanted it to be a natural and holistic solution, but it's really blended with science. So there is backing to what we say.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, oh, we've mixed a couple things together. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Like, that's not where we are.
Yeah. That's like me at one time. I think I said, all you really need is your intuition. Just focus on the right side of your brain. But you need the logic too. You have to combine them and use them both, you know?
Yeah, and that's what you do.
So everybody, thank you, Kasha. I love talking to you. This was excellent. I learned a lot. I want to have you back on and maybe, you know, have some specific talks about stuff. And you know what else I forgot too? We used to have our classes, remember? I forgot. I'm listening to you and I'm like, yeah, we had a class on like gratitude, one on being happy or loving yourself or something. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I do.
I think we need to do that again. I think so too. I think we'll do that for sure. You know, especially you're going to have your space. Yeah, I know. I'm excited. So yeah. There's the radio thing, the radio person. So, and everybody, thank you so much for taking some time out of your Sunday. I'm Angie at Spiritual Discoveries. This is Kasha Cummings. And if you, I have her website posted and the address of the shop. I'm also going to post them in comments. Okay. So I would take a look or stop in the shop, find a holiday gift for somebody on your list. Or I don't know what, if you do the same thing as me, I get one for them. Yes, get one for you too. So thank you, everybody, so much. I hope you have a great, great Sunday. Thanks, Kasha. Thank you. Okay, hang on one second.